Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley trying to keep the group together down the stretch run. 3 weeks to go, and the 2-11 Jags visit the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work on Wednesday. It's week 15 in the National Football League.
Big news in the running back room. Denard Robinson is out for the year with a right midfoot sprain, and it's usually a six-week process to get back from it, so he's out for the rest of the season. That means some more chances in the backfield for Toby Gerhart, Jordan Todman, and Storm Johnson, and we'll have more on this situation coming up with John Osier.
Other parts of the offense, it's the 11th career start this week for quarterback Blake Bortles. Plenty of challenges for a rookie in this position this late in the year. Learning the offense still, timing, mechanics, and all of that. He's thrown 9 touchdown passes, but 15 interceptions for the year. Bortles today said the biggest challenge so far has been moving forward from previous games.
You go through the week, you prepare. Then you go through the game, you turn the film on of the game, after the game, and you learn as much as you can from it. The good, the bad, whatever, you try and take and learn, and then you wipe the slate clean and you start over preparing again. But you want to try and keep those things that you've learned, you know, in the memory bank and in your thoughts, so that you can carry those things over into the next game and not make the same mistakes.
Some notes from Wednesday. Defensive tackle Cindric Marks had a neck strain last week but says he's good to go this week. And after a scoring change today, he had a sack taken away in the Houston game. So now 7.5 for the year. Fan voting going on now for the Pro Bowl at NFL.com. Fans, coaches, and players each get a third of the weight for who gets to go to Arizona. Wide receiver Cecil Shorts III nearing the end of his rookie contract. 3 games left. He said today in the locker room, he's not focused on the next contract, only trying to help this team down the stretch. The business comes in the offseason. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Let's get to the biggest news today. Denard Robinson and the sprain in the foot. What's the deal?
Yeah, I guess it's a mid-foot sprain, and Denard was in a boot when he was talking to the media today. Toby Gerhart, who had a foot, said, hey, anytime you're dealing with a foot, it ain't cool, because Toby's still sort of dealing with it. So it obviously takes away the guy who's been your starting running back for 2 months.
Right, and then gives Todman and maybe even Storm Johnson a chance to be active this week.
Yeah, and it'll be an opportunity for Storm. That's what Jed Fish said today. Again, you've got 3 guys who can fill in, but Denard's been your best guy, your most explosive guy, even though the run game has struggled in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, the last couple of weeks, we've seen a little bit of wildcat.
Jed was asked about it today, and he said, probably won't do it. And he said, well, maybe, but obviously without Denard in there, he's the guy you build that around. They've only used it 7 or 8 plays in the last couple of weeks, so not a major part of the offense. But it would be a wrinkle, though, wouldn't it, if you use it without Denard?
Why not?
Probably wouldn't see that coming.
You never know. The Ravens might not see that coming.
That's
speaking
right.
of the Ravens, they are a really good football team. Mm-hmm. Really, the organization as a whole is just balanced, and they're always in the mix, it seems like.
Well, they are, and I think everybody thinks of the Ravens because Ray Lewis used to play for them as a great defensive team.
Yeah.
They've become a very good offensive team, even better the last 2 or 3 weeks. Joe Flacco playing very well. And I talked to Ziggy Hood today. He said this might be the best interior line in the NFL, certainly the best line the way they approach the game that they'll face all season. Should be a black and blue game, if you will.
Yeah, well, the Jags are on the road, 2-11, trying to finish strong, and it starts here. Maybe a little upset on the road.
Well, very tough task. I mean, I would love to predict the upset. I think this is the toughest task in terms of Baltimore having a lot to play for, in terms of their balance, in terms of their organization. This is a team that knows how it wants to play. Very tough task for the Jaguars on Sunday.
Well done. Here we go. Week 15 is here, John.
It's here whether we like it or not.
The right? Jags are in Baltimore, and a lot of former Jaguars are in Baltimore. Senior correspondent Brian Sexton has more.
No doubt this week you'll read that the Ravens have a little Jacksonville flavor to them. Not because the Ravens are struggling. They're not. They're fighting for the AFC North title. The flavor comes from 3 key contributors who arrived either by trade or as a free agent. Justin Forsett looks like one that got away. He's 3rd in rushing in the NFL with 1,080 yards, has scored 8 touchdowns, and is averaging 5.6 yards per carry. But he's a running back, and Forsett arrived as a free agent and left as one. C'est la vie. Sort of the same thing with Eugene Monroe. The Ravens traded for the starting left tackle last fall and paid him handsomely in the spring. He's a good player, not a great one, and the Jags brass believe Luke Jokel will be a better player. It is a crystal ball business. The one I would regret if I were Dave Caldwell is Daryl Smith. The Jaguars' all-time leading tackler is playing very, very well in Baltimore. He has sacks, interceptions, forced fumbles, and tackles. Lots of tackles. I understand why Caldwell was leery. Smith was heading into season 10 in the spring of 2013 and was coming off a major injury. But Smith, who in my mind is the best defensive player the Jaguars have ever had, would have been worth the risk. He's a top-flight person as well as a player. But hey, it's a crystal ball business. And if Dave is right about Blake Bortles, no one will bring up the ones he didn't get right.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the Baltimore Ravens Thursday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.